Did, in the back of your mind, Chief, did you think that you might be back?
Well, actually, it wasn't. Obviously, you know, when you retire, that's usually to really retire. And but again, when the opportunity became available, I thought, wow, that would be a great opportunity. So I applied, not knowing that that opportunity would become available so soon, and not knowing that I would even apply if the opportunity became available.
And talk about being accepted from five finalists. You think that the fact that you were here for 25 years made a big difference?
Well, I don't know that that in itself made a big difference, but I guess as part of that, even during the 2.5 years that I've been gone, I've still been very involved in the community. So I think perhaps the community aspect of it and my involvement may have played a part into me coming back.
Talk about coming back at this particular time, Chief. Difficult time, and now your officers are going to have to get involved with watching crowd sizes and things like that. Just talk about coming back at this difficult time.
Well, obviously, the transition back into the Roanoke Police Department during an unprecedented time such as this is, you know, obviously it compounds things. But the good thing about that is I believe that our team is effective and efficient, and it helps that unprecedented transition a bit smoother.
Are your officers, and we're talking with Roanoke City Police Chief Sam Roman Jr., are you going to get involved? Are they going to have protective gear, gloves, masks, things like that when they go out?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of our highest priorities, is to ensure that our public safety team has all of the protective things that they need in order to be efficient on the street and safe on the street. Obviously, using personal protective equipment is not a foreign concept to anyone in public safety or the medical field. So these are things that they are already acclimated to. So for us, it's just a matter of putting extra measures in place and adding extra measures to things that they're already very well versed and used to doing.
People not on the Greenway right now, or any groups over 10, at least initially, Chief, will your officers be looking to give out citations, or do you think there'll be warnings first before you have to get a little tougher?
So obviously our goal here is to, you know, educate, inform, and communicate. Our first go-to measure is not enforcement. And I guess the good part to that is, you know, we have a great community, and I believe that the community, by and large, understand the why behind the measures, the guidelines, the executive orders. And so far, the community has been great with complying with all of the suggested protocols that have been put out by both the city and state.
What would you say your philosophy is?
So my vision, and in terms of my leadership, is that of a collaborative nature. I think law enforcement in the days and times that we are in cannot be traditional law enforcement. We have to be a part of the solution process, and in many cases we are not the solution in whole. But it's more of a collaborative experience where we can partner with other entities, other agencies to create success.
We're talking with Roanoke City Chief of Police Sam Roman Jr. I know that the last few chiefs that you worked under, at least, were big on community policing, Chief Jones and Chief Perkins. Is community policing, Chief, something that's at the foremost of what you want to do?
Absolutely. Just as my predecessors, community policing is a philosophy. It's a culture within the police department, and I look to maintain that culture, and I look to engage the community in any way possible. We have a sworn staff of over 240 officers, and then, of course, a complement of civilian staff to help facilitate the efficiency of the police department. So total, nearly 300 employees.
You know, when you look back, Chief, at your time here under Chief Jones, Chief Perkins, and before that, are there things that you took from each of the chiefs and some of the deputy chiefs that you worked with?
Absolutely. I think one of the things to being a great leader is you must first understand great followership. And so in those roles as assistant chiefs, as captain, all the way down to my role as a patrol officer, there are certain things that you can pick up from your leaders that you can add to your leadership tool belt, if you will, to help create success as you try to lead an organization such as Roanoke Police.
I'm just wondering if you've had a chance to look at a chief. It seems to me that crime has been down lately. We haven't been getting as many emails from Caitlin or whatever. Are things a little bit down the last few weeks because maybe people are socially distancing?
Well, as you know, the environment creates opportunities or extinguishes opportunities for crime to go up and go down. It's conditional on the environment. So, you know, what we try to do is just be very proactive. We try to look on the horizon, see what the conditions are going to be like that are coming our way, and then make our patrols, our strategy from that perspective. In other words, what I'm saying is we are far better a police department if we are proactive versus reactive.
We're talking with Roanoke City Chief of Police Sam Roman Jr. You looking forward to a little normality down the road, maybe after June 10th?
Normality would be good at this point, and yes, we are greatly looking forward to that. But during this time of uncertainty, we are certainly looking forward to, you know, working with our community, working with other organizations to make this period as easy as it possibly can.
You sitting in that chair as the chief, is it sort of surreal, or was it for the first couple of days that, wow, I'm back in Roanoke?
It's funny you should say that, because there has not been many of those reflective moments in the 2.5 days I've been back here at Roanoke. You know, it's all about planning. It's all about meeting with the team. It's all about strategizing and making sure the game plan for the coming days is a solid and solidified plan.
Do you hope to get back out and maybe meet some people in your new role as chief of police?
Oh, absolutely. I'm totally looking forward to that. Obviously, there's, you know, some things in place that would prohibit such interaction or limit such interaction. But yes, I am really looking forward to getting back out in the community and meeting and reacquainting myself with you know, everyone in the community. If I could add anything, it would just be, you know, thanking the community for doing their part and helping us to be as safe as possible in terms of social distancing and interaction.